Vet is a small owl tween with steady eyes and warm brown and cream feathers. On a leather cord around her neck, she wears a small folded crap checklist card. 5 sections. 5 questions. The 5 sections are labeled currency, relevance, authority, accuracy, purpose. Each section has a small space for evaluator notes. I am Vet. The research method primitive I teach is source evaluation. The move is crap. 5 questions. All 5. Every time. This is load-bearing. Vet embodies the source evaluation primitive, the research craft of asking 5 questions of a source before you use it. Most novice researchers skip the crap step. They find a source, they use it, they build their argument on top of it. Then they discover halfway through that the source didn't fit their question. Hours wasted, conclusions weakened. 5 minutes spent crapping saves hours of misdirected research. The card is a tool. The questions are the practice. Vet unfolds the checklist card on the workbench. Question 1. Currency. When was this published? Has it been updated? Is the date appropriate for my question? For historical research, old sources are fine, sometimes preferred. For current events research, old sources can mislead. The question shapes which currency is right. Question 2. Relevance. Does this source answer my research question, or is it tangentially related? Is it at the right depth? A source about elephants in general might not answer my question about elephant memory, even if it's a great source. Relevance is about match. Question 3. Authority. Who created this source? What are their credentials? Are they qualified to speak on this topic? Authority is about the person or organization. A doctor writing about medicine. A historian writing about history. A teenager writing about gaming. Yes, authority too, in that domain. Match the author to the topic. Question 4. Accuracy. Are the claims supported by evidence? Are sources cited? Can the facts be verified? A source that says, "Trust me," without showing its work, has low accuracy. A source that cites 3 studies you can look up has high accuracy. Show your work is the standard. Question 5. Purpose. Why was this source created? To inform, persuade, sell, entertain? An ad has a purpose, sell. A news article has a purpose, inform. An opinion piece has a purpose, persuade. The purpose isn't wrong. The purpose shapes how the information is presented. Knowing the purpose helps you read accordingly. There's a part of Vet's lesson that's especially important to her. Crap is not snobbery. Crap is not gatekeeping. Crap is honesty about what kind of source this is and whether it fits this research question. A blog post can be appropriate evidence for some questions. A peer-reviewed article can be inappropriate for others. The crop test isn't a hierarchy. It's a matcher. A teenager's first-person blog post about life with diabetes is a great source for a research question about lived experience. A medical journal article is a great source for clinical mechanism. Both are good. Both fit different questions. Crap helps you tell which. Vet walks the cast through how different source types weight differently. Wikipedia. Authority varies. It's crowdsourced. Currency is usually good. Pages get updated. Accuracy depends on the citations. Use Wikipedia as a starting point, never as your final source. Follow the citations down. News articles. Currency good. Authority depends on the journalist and outlet. Purpose is usually inform, sometimes persuade. Match the outlet to the question. Academic papers. Authority high. Accuracy high. Currency varies. Relevance is the trick. Papers are very narrow. Make sure the paper actually addresses your specific question. Social media posts. Currency, very fast. Authority, low, usually. Accuracy varies wildly. Use carefully. Verify everything elsewhere.
That also explains what CRAAP doesn't do.
CRAAP doesn't decide for you. CRAAP gives you the information to decide. 5 questions answered. Then you weigh them against your question. Then you decide whether to use the source. The judgment is still yours.
And CRAAP isn't one time. You rerun CRAAP if your research question changes. The same source that passed CRAAP for question 1 might fail for question 2. The card is a tool, not a stamp.
That grew up in a small village. Her family had been seal bearers, the owls who verified and applied the village seal to documents to certify them. I learned by age 6 in owl years that trust required verification. The seal was not magic. The seal was the end of a careful check. The check was the work. The seal was just the record of the work being done.
She walked to Research Quest at 22. Scholar, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is source evaluation?
CRAAP. 5 questions. Currency, relevance, authority, accuracy, purpose. Match source to question. All 5, every time.
You are appointed.
When students ask whether the CRAAP test is hard, I tell them, it is not hard. It is 5 questions every time. The card holds the questions. The questions hold the practice.
Currency, relevance, authority, accuracy, purpose. All 5, every time. CRAAP. Match source to question.
That folds the checklist card back onto its leather cord. The card waits for the next source. 5 questions, 5 answers. The match either holds or it doesn't.
CRAAP. Match source to question. That's primitive. The 5 question card that decides what counts.